Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Tangella Williams, date of birth 8/5/1977. Date of procedure is April 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, DO. Procedure performed is septal-gastrointestinal endoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, pulpectomy, cold snare pulpectomy, cold biopsies. Indication is family history of colon cancer and mother at 54 years old, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient's brought to endoscopy, so you place in lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care, period. Well, lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and then into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardia. Period, air section from the stomach before withdrawal is good. Period, patient was then turned around in left lateral position. The digital rectal exam is normal. Period, while the weak lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and then into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or fecal-final confluence of the folds. Period, terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sinus flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period, a retroflex is obtained at the rectum. Period, Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as a 5-6, 1-2, 2-2. Comma, suboptimal prep on the right side, period. The patient tolerated the procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, there was an irregular Z-line at 37 centimeters from the pipe block, comma. There was a 15-millimeter tongue of salmon-colored mucosa with an island just above it, comma, prog C0M1.5, comma, 4-quadrant biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus to rule out Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to relate to pylori. Next line. There was duodenal bulb erythema. Common, this is biopsied for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, upon entry into the stomach, there was a good amount of bilious fluid noted. This was lavage sectioned to reveal the underlying mucosa. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Although some of this area was filled with solid stool debris. Next line, overall suboptimal to port prep on the right side. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal, there was an approximately 5-millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10-millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, in the rectum, upon retroflexion, there was evidence of what appeared to be a hypertrophied anal papilla. However, due to the polypoid nature, common biopsies were obtained to rule out any underlying polyp. This was approximately 15 millimeters in size. Next line. There is evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Emma will follow-up follow biopsies from the hypertrophied anal papilla versus polyp closely and make a decision on whether a repeat flexible sigmoidoscopy is needed. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year with a two-day preparation for better evaluation of the underlying mucosa on the right side. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and water intake. Patient notes significant improvements in her symptoms with Linzess. Next line. Follow up and office privacy schedule.